Now, a temporary guardianship can be granted in an emergency situation. And it has to be where it is immediately necessary to safeguard either the person or the property of the proposed ward. But generally, it has to be on fire and burning. Most judges will want to know what less restrictive alternatives you have considered and sought before you come in for a hearing on a temporary guardianship. Typical scenarios for a temporary guardianship may be where a nursing home resident is refusing medical treatment, or a homebound individual with dementia has been discovered to be living in deplorable hygiene conditions. Or it may be an elderly or developmentally disabled person being victimized by a family member, a gigolo, or a faithless fiduciary. There may be a catastrophic loss to a person who's already in a nursing home, already under a guardian of the person, but let's say that, storm damage, hail loss, for some reason, someone has to deal with an insurance company. Or there could be a small business owner who's otherwise just doing fine and they're hit by a beer truck. Or they have an incapacitating stroke and no one else has signature authority over their checkbook and payroll's coming up. And it's an economic emergency. Before a hearing on a temporary guardianship, several things have to happen. There has to be a written application verified by the applicant. An attorney ad litem has to have been appointed by written order, no oral orders like we once had. The citation has to be issued by the clerk, and the proposed ward must be personally served. Lastly, the judge has to sign a fiat for a hearing for a date certain. Now, all this can happen in one day. Doesn't have to be a minimum 3 days. It just has to happen. The matter has to be heard within 10 days. The applicant must present either substantial evidence of minority or other incapacity or imminent danger to the person or property of the proposed ward, that the estate will be dissipated or damaged, or that the physical safety or health of the proposed ward is in danger. It's good to have a doctor's letter, but you don't have to have one at this point. The order granting the temporary guardian has to set forth the term of the temporary guardianship. It can't be more than 60 days absent a contest. The powers of the temporary guardian have to be fully set forth. There are no implied powers in the code. And so if you don't put them in the order, they're not there. You have to specify the authority. And although prior law limited evidence of incapacity in subsequent proceedings, now an adjudication of incapacity can be used and is admissible to show incapacity in subsequent proceedings. All right, now, before it's all over, everybody, the attorney for the applicant, the ad litems, and the judge have to make up their own minds about how they feel about the proposed ward. Capacity is a complex concept. One may have the capacity to do everything, many things, or only a few things. So let's talk for a minute about how do we assess capacity. We look at a number of different areas of actual functioning into the person's life, taking into account that the functionality for a retired unskilled laborer may be a lot different from a retired mortgage banker, for instance. In the ad litem manual is a link to a free handbook on capacity assessment. This was put together by a work group of lawyers, judges, social workers, doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, and uses a six-fold approach to examine the capacity deficits of a proposed ward. to assess medical condition, you need to look at data from of all available sources, the diagnosis that's been made. Ask your client to see if they have insight into the situation and whether there are purely medical or even purely physical reasons for the situation. The inability to understand a thick foreign accent to our ears, to Anglo ears, should not be the reason for a guardianship. Neither should the fact that someone's lost their glasses or that the battery on their hearing aids went out. Try to observe how your client is processing any new information as you discuss or question or interview them. If they don't seem to be understanding what you're talking about, just press gently. You just want to see the limb starting to bend, not to break. You're looking for deficits. You're not trying to win an argument. If you win that argument, it's going to be the last thing you win in this procedure.